Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, welcome back.
Welcome back.
We should make like a jingle.
A jingle? Yeah, but I can't sing, so.
Me neither.
I have no pitch, sadly.
I would love to be able to sing.
Yeah, sing.
Today it's Five Facts Friday.
Yay.
Actually coming out on a Friday.
Wow.
Wow.
Surprising.
And it's all about our bestie, Lando Norris.
Yay.
Congratulations to Ellen
for his
P2 at Silverstone. Was amazing.
Yeah, it was fun to watch.
It was, yeah.
Like, it was really exciting.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah. As a fan, I was like, yes.
Yeah, you screamed a little.
A bit. I was just so happy for that. So good job.
Yeah.
Other than that, Silverstone was a bit boring.
Yeah, after the first part where the fun happened, it was just like,
Lando had a great start.
Was first for like, I don't know, 5 laps?
Yeah.
Yeah, 5 laps.
It was awesome.
That's what he's
really lasted. We got a little action finally.
Yeah. Max wasn't first for 5 laps.
Yeah. But good job, Max. As always.
this season.
I would be quite shocked at this point if he would do a bad job. I really just want him to keep
it. Do you think we are going to say congratulations to anyone else this season?
Well, yeah, there's... I mean... I don't know. They stand to beat a record that's been held for like...
A lot of years.
30 years or something? Yeah. So...
It was what, 14 consecutive?
Isn't it
12
wins in a row? No. Fuck, I don't
remember. I saw an interview today, but I forgot.
I really forgot. I didn't write it down, so.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Anyway, they're going to beat a record, so of course they are.
Another
I don't know.
Record.
I think there will be that anomaly where it's somebody else winning that's not Red Bull.
Yeah.
I don't know when, but there must be one race.
Please.
Record attendance in the entire weekend in Silverstone, 480,000 people.
That's insane.
During the entire weekend, that's more than the country we live in.
Yeah.
The entire population
My
of the
God.
Country we live in, if you think about that. Bad times for Alpine. Again, Magnussen.
Yeah.
Again. Piastri did a great job.
I know.
Like,
he
wow.
A lot.
Very good job to Piastri.
Yeah. I think they are very good, like... teammates, and they do this teamwork.
That's it for Silverstone. Ricardo is back.
Yes.
Honey Badger is back.
It only lasted 10 races.
We're not even going to try to mask how happy we are about this.
Our happiness.
Sucks for Nyck de Vries, but you know. Also sucks for Ricardo when he got fired. This is... Nyck de Vries, of course, did not get enough time, in my opinion. Like,
no,
at
he didn't
all.
Get enough time. They were so, like...
Yeah.
Harsh on him.
So, it's like, come on.
Yeah. Did you see he put out a statement?
Yeah, I did see.
Yeah.
I did see the statement.
I'm sad, Lita.
I'm very sad. I also watched the press conference for the team principals. Well, part two was not team principals. It was, like, engineering people.
Okay.
And... the one from Mercedes said that he had talked a bit to Nyck because the question was if he would be welcome to come back to the Mercedes family as a reserve driver, like a sim driver.
Yeah.
And the engineer, I don't remember his name, he said, well, of course, he's always welcome, but Nyck has to be looking for like a race seat now. You know, why go back? He should go to IndyCar or something. He's already done Formula E. He's done a great job there. So all the best of luck to Nyck de Vries. Yeah. Helmut Marko strikes again. But you know what to do.
Yeah, what to do.
I just wanted a sippy. I'm taking a sip off of Erica's drink.
Yeah, we are fighting on one drink.
Other than that, Silverstone over was boring, but great for Lando and McLaren in general.
Yeah.
Ricardo, I watched the FP2 and 1, well, the non-existent FP1.
Yeah.
Perez crashed out.
No, oh, what is happening?
I am so fucking sad for Perez, but they fixed that car pretty quick.
Car.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's just he's having a bad day.
Bad days.
Bad weekends. Bad weeks. FP2 was good. They are now required for Q1, 2, and 3 to run specific tires.
Yeah, I saw.
The hard tires for Q1, medium for 2, and soft for 3. Okay. It's going to be weird, but, yeah. You know, fun to see. It's a bit of a challenge for some. Like Haas is going to be, they've been doing very bad with tire management, so it's going to be a bit of a challenge for them, but...
We'll see how it goes.
But Hulkenberg has new hair.
Yeah, I saw Ken hair.
Yes, Ken hair.
Did you see the McLaren poster? They were Barbie.
Yes, I did see. Everyone is on the Barbenheimer train. I'm going to see Barbenheimer on Monday, actually.
Yeah, yes. Nice.
Back to back, and I'm very excited. And I'm wearing pink for Barbie and black for Oppenheimer. No. I'm going to change between. It's a whole thing. Also, the Pit Lane Princess has got some great news recently. Our podcast is officially number 3 in sports podcasts in Romania.
Yeah.
So thank you to all of our Romanian fans, I guess. So that's awesome. And to all the girls listening to us, we can see there was clearly a need for a female-driven Formula One podcast.
Yeah. I'm so excited. Number 3 in Romania. Romania is... biggest.
Romania is huge, so this is amazing news. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
This is most likely due to the high engagements of our listeners. And keep at it, guys. Keep liking, sharing, and give us a rating.
Like and subscribe.
Please give us a rating. That's the most important part. You'll help us. You'll help the sport. You'll help the podcast community in general. We will be doing a giveaway very soon to reward our early listeners, of course.
Our first listeners.
From day one, ride or dies. So thank you guys for all of that. FP2, not a lot happening. It was not that measurable since I think Verstappen was in 11th or something. And
Perez was somewhere.
The Mercedes were like very low also. Charles Leclerc topped FP2, so good job to him.
Yeah.
We're happy for him.
Pierre Gasly was the third.
Yes, Pierre Gasly.
We are going to hear that again.
Finally. Yeah. I am just so happy to have Rick on the paddock. Like, I don't care what he's... He's just...
He can just stand there and we will be like, yay.
He makes everyone happier and more smiley and everything. Yeah. It's crazy.
The media is popping.
Yeah.
The content.
But the content with him and Yuki is going to be gold. I just know it. It's
going to
be so good.
That's like a money thing. Not money, like a gold.
Gold mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, gold it's mine. A gold mine. There was only 15 thousandths of a second between Norris and Leclerc in FP2.
No, my God.
So that's not a lot.
No.
But according to some articles I saw, the... data shows that Red Bull are still the fastest.
Wow.
They have new upgrades this weekend. We didn't really get to see anything in FP1 or 2, so we will see in qualifying, basically. Yeah. I don't know if FP3 is going to show us anything, but qualifying will.
Yeah.
I also heard today that Russell said... during an interview that he believes he's now faster than Lewis.
Oh.
So that's...
I know he makes like... how do I call it? Like weird statements. Like,
yeah, but he's always so polite that it's not shade. He's like way too polite.
I know.
So it's not shade, but it's also like, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see how it goes. Good for him.
Did you want the... like, I saw a lot of interviews and stuff. Like, not interviews, but people doing videos.
Mm-hmm.
What if Red Bull made the no side pod thing
work? The zero side pods?
Yeah. Would have been, like, funny.
That would actually be very funny. Because if anyone can make it work, it's Adrian Newey.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Red Bull are, like, already made next year's car. So they can test whatever on this year's car. It's almost impossible for them to not win the world championship this year.
So we'll see from like P2 down.
I I personally do hope that they made the Zero Side Pods work, because I was very excited for the Zero Side Pods. It's very cool, very newish.
Yeah.
So. Like
a rocket ship.
But that car is a fucking rocket ship.
Yeah, it is.
I have never.
Only look like it.
I have never wanted to understand engineering more or aerodynamics more in my life than when I saw that car.
Make that a thing.
Yeah, like Aerodynamics for Dummies?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a thing. There's a book I'm listening to that's Engineering for Dummies, no. Just so I can understand more, because it's complicated. But maybe the kids' channel can do that.
Yeah.
The new F1 Kids. That's a good marketing idea if I ever saw one.
I know. Like introducing kids. Did you see the avatars? They were so cute.
Yes, I did. And they had some good questions during the press conferences yesterday, on Thursday, that is. And they even asked George Russell and Alonso if they were jealous of seeing Max always on the top step. And I don't know, it was a fresh and fun perspective.
Yeah, of course they are.
I saw also that I think Crofty asked Ricardo or someone about the aspect of the Red Bull family being quick to cut people off and, you know, basically like... brought some shade towards it being a toxic environment. And Max Verstappen was so quick with the snapback, because he asked Crofty.
It was Crofty who said, like, you shouldn't go back to your ex.
Yes, yes. Like,
but, do you have experience with that?
Yeah, and Verstappen said that. So do you have experience with that? It was a very, very good snapback. And also, come on.
It was so funny.
Going back to the ex, I think Ricardo should have been like, yeah, but it's been 10 years and I still want her, so maybe something is there, you know? There's obviously something there it's deep.
10 years now with my ex.
And also, come on, Ricardo is obviously eyeing that second seat at Red Bull. And why would he be like, no, I'm not going to take the seat at AlphaTauri.
Yeah.
It's within the Red Bull family. There is a step up. There isn't a step up for if he would have taken the seat at Haas, for example. So I really get this from... also from the perspective of him not having a seat, what the fuck is he going to do? Say no?
Yeah, of course. Do you think Checo is now like...
Stressed? I think yes and no. I listened to an interview with Christian Horner, and he confirmed like Checo is their driver next year. And he does have a contract for next year. So all Checo needs to do is be second.
Yeah.
But that's like
second,
easy to 15. Say. Yeah, but also that's easy to say.
Yeah, I know. It's
not being in this position, not being him and not having this pressure. But I think Checo is actually putting more pressure on himself than the team is.
Yeah, I think so also.
But then there's Helmut Marko that can literally fire people with one phone call during a test.
Yeah, he can be like, I don't want him.
Yeah.
Which is...
So that's it for him.
Yeah.
But Checo knows what he needs to do. I mean, he did it when he got the seat at Red Bull. He was on his way out of Formula One. Yeah. And come on, he won the Sakhir Grand Prix. He was second in some other Grand Prix, I don't remember, with Racing Point or Force India. Don't remember which came first. Force India was first. I don't remember if it was still Force India or changed to Racing Point.
I don't remember either.
Whatever. He still did it under pressure.
Yeah.
So come on.
But the Drive to Survive thing was so dramatic.
Yeah, Drive to Survive makes everything dramatic. It's crazy.
Do you think they are going to like milk the fuck out of the Nick DeVries thing?
Yeah, I think they're going to milk it specifically just so they can include Danny Rick much more.
Yeah, do you think it's going to be like a dramatic entrance for him?
Yes. I think Netflix went in overdrive when it was announced that Danny Rick was coming back. Probably. There is nobody that is as good for marketing for Formula One like Danny Rick. Like, literally, he's a gold mine just himself.
Yeah, he doesn't have to try very hard.
No, he just literally has to smile and that's it.
Like, everybody's like, ah.
And seeing the intro with him back in the intro,
it was so nice.
It's insane that some random people like somewhere that don't know this person are such big fans that you're like excited for him to drive for AlphaTauri, which has arguably the worst car this year. But you know,
it's Danny Rick. Be happy that he's back and happy.
So this episode is not about Danny Rick. Yeah. It is about Lando. Yet again, it was hard to find fun facts about this driver, specifically because these drivers seem to be more private than it looks and from on the outside, yeah. You know. We know Lando's personality from his streams and what he likes, but like personal things are hard to find about these people.
Yeah, of course.
And I think that's like a job well done, actually.
Yeah, they're very good at hiding things.
So we found some boring facts, some good facts.
Some funny facts.
Some funny facts. In general, though, he's a fan favorite. I think everyone knows that. I think everyone is also excited. We are excited for him and Danny Rick to be on the grid together again. Yeah.
He's going to be so nice.
I'm happy for him. I'm sad for Nyck de Vries. It's such a...
like cutthroat.
Yeah, like a bad exit.
Yeah.
It's... but look at... Alonso. He's like a phoenix. He rises from all the fucking ashes he's ever... and he's had some bad relationships with some team. He's had some bad shit happen. And bad reputation for being difficult to work with. But look at him.
He's thriving.
He's doing it.
Yeah.
So take a page from the Alonso book and just come back stronger. It just sucks for Nyck because he waited so long to get his chance.
I know.
And he did. And then he didn't really get time to prove himself. But
yeah, I think they should at least left him for 1 year.
Yeah, for this season.
Mm-hmm.
But then Horner also said, like, if we decided we're going to do something, like, why not just do it now instead of waiting?
I know.
You know, if we already made that decision, we wanted Danny to come back. He was up for it. That was the first thing we checked, if he was even up for driving the AlphaTauri.
Yeah.
So why wait, you know?
Yeah.
And Red Bull are certainly in a position where they can do this.
Yeah, of course.
So... they really are. They have nothing to lose and everything to gain, because even if Danny Rick is not going to beat Yuki from day one or beat him, we don't know. It's still Danny Ricciardo that has driven for years. Mm-hmm. He has won 8 Grand Prix and he's going to bring so much
to the team.
Yeah, so much to the team. The data they're going to collect, the feedback he's going to give. I mean, AlphaTauri literally gained a lot on this.
Yeah, of course.
It's Danny that's taking the step down, not other way around, in my opinion. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Did you see I sent you also that Vettel is looking for something to do, something competitive.
I saw. I really think Vettel should be a team principal somewhere. He would be so fucking good as a team principal. Ideas of where he could be a good team principal. For example... AlphaTauri.
Yeah.
Since he's stepping down anyway. Franz Tost.
Yeah.
He would be great there. He's from the Red Bull family.
He knows everybody.
He knows everybody.
And everything.
I don't remember where Sainz was today during FP. He was there somewhere. Yeah. He was there.
He was 10th.
The Spanish are having a good sports... month, I'm guessing.
Wimbledon.
With Wimbledon, with I think also in MotoGP.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Popping.
Messi. No, Messi's Argentinian. I forgot. Oh, but Messi's deal with Inter Miami. Jesus. That's not what we're talking about right here. No. Doesn't matter. I just read an article about Messi. That's why he was so high on my list.
On the list.
All right. So... we have nothing else, I think, to cover, but to whip it straight into
Lando.
Erica, you start because I have to get some water.
Okay, so Lando Norris, he co-owns an esports team called Quadrant with other digital creators, and they do mostly like sim racing, Twitch live streams, a lot of funny videos on YouTube. There's also a girl there, which I was...
wow.
A girl. Which
wow.
is nice.
Wow.
Yeah, they are very funny together. They also have a lot of nice, nice merch. And what else? Oh, yeah. They did recently a karting video where they try to go through, like, how do you call it?
What?
Cutout in walls. Which was very, very funny.
Oh.
Yeah. And Lando, of course, did great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you did you tell about the karting brand?
No. So he also has a karting brand called LN4, of course.
Of course.
And it became the fastest selling kart in the UK. And it's quite expensive. It's $4,000, like, starting price.
Yeah. Karting is expensive.
Yeah.
It's crazy. He started karting at 7 and claimed pole at his first national event. I feel like that's a very good indicator of what kind of driver he was then to become now. I don't know. He gets a bad rap as some kind of daddy's little rich boy.
But, I know, but why?
But from also, yeah, why? But from what I've gathered is he was raised in quite a, you know, an admirable way. I saw this interview where he was talking about, you know, what is he, what attributes is he proud of in himself or his family? And he said, like, I guess I'm just proud of how my parents raised me. They did raise him to have a job, to do things, to study. Yeah. You know, he had his first job at 12 or something, where he was giving out newspaper, delivering newspapers.
Yeah.
And it's not like he just got everything. It doesn't make any sense. Even Lance doesn't have that.
Yeah, reputation.
Yeah, and he doesn't have that vibe. And Lando doesn't. He's very well-mannered.
Yeah.
Very polite.
I don't know where people get that. He doesn't seem like...
Oh, it's because it's socially acceptable to talk negatively about wealthy people, which makes zero sense.
Yeah, you can be wealthy and, like, well-mannered and nice.
And a good human.
You don't have to be an asshole.
Just like you don't have to be wealthy and speak badly about people that are less fortunate.
Yeah, of course.
So why is this socially acceptable? I don't understand.
Me neither, but people are, like, hating for no reason on everybody nowadays.
Yeah. On social media, crazy. It's insane. As we said before, his dad is quite wealthy. He's the 501st wealthiest man in the UK. Or just England. I don't remember. And he made his wealth in pension funding. So he was, I think, a pension fund manager, whatever. Then he started an e-scooter company.
Nice.
Because he saw the distances that the staff in the paddock need to go.
Yeah.
And, of course, electricity is the future. Yeah. He did this a long time ago, actually. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, not like so now. No, it was in like 2015 or something.
Oh, mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
So they can all just scooter around.
So he has a dual citizenship or dual nationality, Lando, that is. Yeah. His dad is English. His mom is Belgian. So just like Verstappen has a Belgian mom.
Yeah. They're the same.
they're the same but different.
They're the same but different.
He has also never won a race.
I know. Which is...
It's so crazy. Surprising. Yes.
Because he's so good.
Yes.
He needs to, like, they need to give him, like, a great, great car because he has so much potential. He needs to just go to Red Bull.
But he has turned Red Bull down. They've tried to get him.
Yeah, I know.
But nobody wants to be second fiddle to Verstappen.
Yeah, of course.
Except Ricardo would be very good at that, actually.
Yeah.
So he needs to, but it seems that McLaren are making steps forwards. So
yeah,
we'll see.
They are doing very good.
He's had.
I'm hoping he's winning like this year.
Yeah.
Multiple races, please.
Lando?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. We'll see.
The Red Bull is a rocket and Verstappen is a machine, so.
Yeah. But, excuse me.
He has, though, like podiums. He has 7 podiums to date. Highest is P2.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah, it's great.
That's almost P1.
Almost.
Almost. The most recent one being Silverstone of this year. And before that was Emilia Romagna and then Monza.
Mm, nice. What else did you say about the newspapers? Yeah. Which is a great job to start with.
It's very good. And he said himself that the biking up of a lot of hills helped him grow his leg muscles, which is good for Formula drivers, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But exactly this. I know a lot of people that grew up without having a job at 12, 13 and stuff. So,
yeah.
Like, come on.
Come on. You can do it.
To say that his parents didn't, that he doesn't deserve the credit for his success just because his father was successful. It's...
Yeah, it doesn't work.
You're also putting boys down that have successful fathers and want to be successful themselves by telling them, like, it doesn't matter what you do.
Yeah.
You're still just daddy's little rich boy, which is crazy. We all agree that we need to positively enforce young men today, not drag them down. We want them to be successful. We want the suicide rates to go down. We want these men to grow up to be successful
and people. Emotionally...
Yes, and have emotional intelligence
where
they can communicate and all that.
Yeah. Like, come on. Cry in their peace.
If they want to cry, they can cry.
Yeah.
He loves coffee, and I so relate.
Yeah.
He loves all the coffees. The cappuccinos, coffees. Lattes, doesn't matter. Yeah. He can't get up. He said he can't get up and start his day without a cup of coffee, and that is me.
Yeah, same. He also said that he loves, like great, great coffee, like special coffee.
Yes, like
roasted coffee.
Nice. What I was surprised to learn is that he's a Star Wars nerd.
Yeah.
I would love to know where he is on the debate of the older movies or the new movies. Where he is in that debate, because that's a huge debate with Star Wars nerd.
When we meet him someday, we can ask him.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's what my friend said. She's a Star Wars nerd, and she said this is how you divide the fans, is the old movies, the new movies, and then there are some that like both.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a nerd enough in Star Wars to...
Yeah, me neither.
To, you know...
to say it.
No, really to, like, understand how serious this is, but I like the newer movies more than the older movies. Even though I like the older movies because they remind me of my childhood.
Yeah.
But the newer movies are just fucking cooler.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know...
Defect.
Come on. Sorry. And what does he love the most? Probably only like 1% less than Formula One.
Golf.
Golf, golf, golf.
Golf, golf.
He loves golfing.
Yeah, like all the other drivers.
Yeah, but he like loves golfing.
Yeah?
Yeah, like an exorbitant amount.
Oh my God.
More than the other drivers. Alex Albon also loves golfing, but he sucks at it, like he said. But Lando is, that's what he does with his free time, he says. Always just now. No golfing. More sim racing.
Golfing. No more sim racing. Just golf, golf, golf. All day, every day.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And Carlos Sainz.
Yes.
Introduced him to the sport.
Carlos Sainz is also very good at other sports.
Yeah. They all are, like, doing something.
Yeah, but I'm just happy to see someone do something other than biking.
Yeah.
Because they seem to love biking.
And that does not go well for them.
But, I mean, of course, when you drive cars like these all year, it's hard to stay still when... like,
you are like,
what
off.
Are you just gonna do? Stay on a yacht and gain weight? You can't, because then you have to work so much harder. So they might as well keep in shape and stuff. What I was also very surprised, and I didn't know, is that he plays the guitar. I knew he liked to DJ.
Yeah, a lot.
But I didn't know that he can play. Has been playing the guitar since he was a kid.
No.
He has written his own songs, composed his own songs, and recorded them.
So they are all just like getting into music, and they all will be like boy band.
Just like Lewis made that rap song.
Yeah, and Charles with the piano.
With the piano, Australia 23. They Austria should. 23.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good song though.
Yeah. They should.
They are all very talented at everything. These I are know. Superhuman.
They should like start a band, like a boy band, like Backstreet Boys, but now.
Oh my God, I forgot to show you. There are like 5 or 6 Icelandic artists that are already successful in, like, there are 3 rappers or 2.
Okay.
And then different types of artists. They all formed a boy band recently this summer.
Oh.
And they call it Ice Guys. And it's not bad. It's literally Backstreet Boys vibes. And it felt so weird to listen to a song and watch a video in Icelandic that sounded like Backstreet Boys. I have to show this to you.
Okay.
It's, kind of crazy.
Nice.
But we are hoping that Norris is going to continue. We're hoping actually that McLaren will continue on this trajectory so that Norris can finally showcase his talents.
Yeah. That he has a lot.
That he already had from before. Come on, McLaren, just
come on,
up.
Please.
Don't make this into another like 2021 situation.
Yeah. they need to like step it up. But they are doing great. I hope he wins. What if he wins this weekend by magic?
By magic?
Yeah, and this is...
The only way for him to win is for Verstappen to fuck up.
Yeah, what if it rains and something happens?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That is a possibility. It's always... And it's Hungaroring, so it's a tough race. It's hot and tight, and it's like Monaco without the walls.
Yeah, I saw that.
So,
I'm hoping. I have a feeling. Maybe I hope my feeling is right. I so hope it's right so I can...
I also hope so. We also want, like, in the future to do, like, a live view thing.
Yeah.
Like, go live while we're watching and commentating. Please let us know if anyone's interested in that. We'll still do it, no matter what.
We want to build a Lego car also.
Yes, we are going to build... It's a brick building Formula One car.
Yeah.
We have to do that, and we're going to share the content with you guys. It's probably going to be very funny. I forgot to tell you, because we had this idea of me and Erica should try the reaction exercises that the drivers are doing, with the tennis balls and stuff. And I forgot to tell you, I did them with my boyfriend the other day.
No, how did that go?
I, of course, was not that surprised because I have very fast reactions, but I did very well with my left hand. Oh. That was the surprising part. With my left hand.
Oh, nice.
I was better than my boyfriend, so I'm just saying. Yes. Well. Been watching Formula One for years, and I've always been thinking about this. So we need to do... We're going to set up, we're going to make a video on TikTok, obviously, where we are trying...
I don't understand.
my Siri just came up. We will... do some of their exercises, and the neck exercise I really want to try, but of course safely. We will research and stuff
safely,
of course, but like, who doesn't want a stronger neck?
Come on. I need that for my Oreos. bad posture.
But mostly the reaction ones. I really want to buy that reaction thing that they have on the walls with the lights.
Yeah, I know.
I've always wanted that. It's good to have fast reactions. It keeps your brain active, which, you know, less likely to get Alzheimer and stuff like that in the future. Also, we will be watching the race, together on Sunday.
Yes.
We're going to try and record straight after the race because the race is not late.
Yeah.
And we need to get better with our with our schedules. They are, They're
if now it's bad, we are going to both start school. So
back to school.
It's going to be crazy.
Going to be crazy. We just need to get organized and get the hang of it.
Yeah.
We will be putting a poll on this episode of who should be featured in our next Five Fact Fridays. Yeah. So please vote on that. As always, follow us on Instagram.
Twitter.
Twitter, yes. We'll be live tweeting during the race. We always do that. It's important.
Yeah.
Also, you know, you got to keep up with Twitter users like Ferrari News, who are like, they know stuff before it happens.
Yeah, I know.
It's weird. So we'll be live tweeting. Please tweet at us always. Next year, we're going to go to a race. We're manifesting it.
Yeah.
We're going to go to a race. We have to go to a race. There is like no other option.
Yeah, it's no other. We need to go.
Yeah. So until next time, this episode is sponsored by Sinful, as always.
Yes, our besties.
We will be also showcasing on our Instagram some of the back-to-school items that they will be getting soon.
Yeah.
I think that's it for today.
No, predictions.
Ah, yes.
Our game.
Our predictions. Okay, Erika, what are your predictions?
My predictions are Verstappen, Hamilton, and Leclerc.
Okay. Mine are Verstappen, Leclerc, Norris.
Okay.
We'll see how it's going.
We'll see.
I'm excited.
I'm so excited about the end of the season.
Me too, I'm like dying.
Oh my God. But we have no, like, point.
No like, point.
No, like, no point. How is it called?
Point system?
Yeah, point system to see how we are going to calculate. But we are going to figure it out.
Yeah, we're going to figure out. Why are you telling them? We are very well prepared for everything all the time, always and forever. We are not. We'll see how it goes. Again, thank you, Romania, for believing in us.
I know, I'm so shocked.
And Sweden, for some reason, we're very popular in Sweden.
Sweden. And Spain.
Tack, heja Sverige. And Spain, yes.
And Greece now.
Oh.
Yeah, we are
okay,
going.
But we'll shout out those nations later. Heja Sverige, and thank you, Romania.
Thank you.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.